being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. To the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
Lies and sleep, sitting in a crowded apartment, about 110 degrees. I went outside the middle of the night. All I had was a match in my hand. I wanted to fight, so I said I burn, baby, burn, burn, baby, burn. Nowhere to keep, and Lord, and no one to see, and now nowhere to turn. Burn, baby, burn. I called President Johnson on the phone. The secretary said it wasn't now. I tried to get in touch Mr. Humphrey, he couldn't find him anywhere. I went into the courtroom with my poor black face. Didn't have no money, didn't have no lawyer. They wouldn't plead my case. So So I said I'll burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Nowhere to be, and Lord, and no one to see me now. Nowhere to turn, burn, baby, burn. I really wanted to be somebody. I really wanted some scratch. I really wanted to have a decent job now. All I had was a match. Couldn't get oil up from a Rockefeller's well. Couldn't get the diamonds from the mine. I can't enjoy the American dream. Won't be water but the fire next time. So I said I'll burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Nowhere to be, and Lord, and no one to see. And now, nowhere to turn. Burn, baby, burn. Walking around in Harlem now, looking mean and bad. Deep down inside my heart, feeling sorry and sad. Got a knife and a razor blade. Everybody that I know is tough. When I tried to burn my way out of the ghetto, I'm burning my own self up. When I said I'd burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Nowhere to be, Lord, and no one to see now. Nowhere to turn. Burn, baby, burn. I really want a decent education. I really want a decent job now. I really want a decent opportunity. I wanna grow like everybody else. 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 I wanna grow like everybody else.
what she deserves.
My name is Taimba Jess. I am a black poet. I have a silence to be right with. I have a silence after each shooting. I remain a nation unsilenced. I am a poet murdering silence. My name is Eric. My name is Belle. My name is Eleanor. My name is nation. My rights fit any murder description. My remains remained on the asphalt for 4 hours while the crowd screamed about my rights. Then the silence as I was shoved into an SUV and carted to the morgue. My name is poetic. Trayvon Diallo Usman. Sing my blackness in the headlines. My name once held all possibilities, but now flies out from the mouth, hauling anger and sorrow. I have a right to be angry. I have a mourn inside my silence. I have an arm against my throat and a bullet in my head. I have a wedding to go to, a graduation to walk, a little brother to chill with, and now I'm a face on a placard in a sea of anger. A newspaper article. I'm a question passed from one generation to the next. A lesson in fear, and all I really want is to go home. My name is murdered. My name is a silent snapshot on the funeral program. The officer remained silent. He was programmed by a nation's anger, a moaning silence born in the chokehold of a slave ship. Ask if he is a drone cruising the streets of the nation, programmed to murder black. Ask a drone for the poetry of the names of the rightless it has murdered. Ask the silence about your rights. My name is Pearly Golden. My name is Tariq Aziz. My name is Kayla Moore. My name is Ayanna Stanley Jones. My name is Fazal Wahad. My name is a nation of funerals. The silence after my name is murdered by the sound of the next. My name is Michael Brown. My name is Kamani Gray. Kendrick Madane, Mashuk John, Muhammad Yasin Khan. The angry drone spotted me while I was coming home from the store. On the way to work, on the way to a wedding, walking down the street. The drone looked down at me from its great height and power, and the sky was full of its murder. My murder is a right this nation angers for. My name is a poem. My name is not silence. I am a black poem written into the silence left behind. Mashuk John, Fazal Wahad, Muhammad Yas Khan, and Tariq Aziz are children murdered by the United States drone strikes in Yemen and Pakistan. All others were murdered. United States police officers. set.
And it's that time. I hate this.
You know,
it's like such a letdown.
I think we should just break through the midnight hour and keep going till 2, 3, 4.
Just in case
I don't
there's
know.
Somebody on after us, we're
well, there's
very
not.
Respectful of time.
But even without that, yeah. we have to be respectful by getting up tomorrow morning for work.
Yeah,
because it's not a Friday night.
That's another thing.
You are listening to WFMU Beneath the Underground
Sheena's
is the program.
Jungle Room.
Streaming only on Sheena. And we are playing nothing but May Day music tonight. And you just heard some amazing stuff. I'll call it historic. Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra. The music was almost entirely, well, arranged at the very least. You know, I mean, this is not just music they were blowing on. Carla Bley played piano, but she was really the orchestrator of this ensemble. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. We love it. And just in case you were wondering, Perry Robinson, clarinet. Gatto Barbieri, tenor. Dewey Redman, alto and tenor. Don Cherry, cornet. Plus also a few bamboo flutes. Mike Mantler, trumpet. Roswell Rudd, trombone. Bob Northern, French horn and other stuff. Howard Johnson, tuba. Sam Brown on guitar. Carla Bley, of course. Charlie Hayden, of course, with Paul Motion on drums and percussion. And on a later cut, we've also had some Andrew Cyril on drums and percussion. That is from that incredible record, Charlie Hayden Liberation Music Orchestra. We heard the introduction and the Song of the United Front, composed by whom?
Charlie Hayden.
No.
Oh. No, I can't think.
Hans Eisler.
Of course. You know what? When Charlie Hayden is there, that's all I'm seeing.
Hear.
He's taking up the stage.
I
don't
know.
Care.
It's hard to hear anything else, but Hans Eisler composed the music, although we didn't hear any lyrics. Bertolt Brecht. Genius pairing that they were. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan, Maggie's Farm, one of his best songs. And yeah, that is about fighting the man, mm-hmm. even if it's Maggie mm-hmm. and her ma. Before that, we heard this coming from the album that we've loved to play here by Benjamin Boone called The Poets Are Gathering. Write that down, sisters, brothers, and beloved others. Benjamin Boone, The Poets Are Gathering. And he put together, Benjamin being a composer and a saxophonist, a great band, but also a whole slew of poets. And this is by Taiemba Jess, Against Silence. And that reminds me of ACT UP saying silence equals death. Thelonious Monster, that was one of those really lost kind of downtown no-wave bands doing Union Street. I'm not sure which Union Street they mean, but I think it's the one here in Brooklyn. Before that, the Reverend F.D. Kirkpatrick and Jim Collier, Burn Baby Burn. Before that, Phil Oakes, Outside of a Small Circle of Friends, with that amazing band that he had on there. Before that, the Mig Combo. When I mentioned earlier, this comes from an album that it was a little, very briefly seen album from 98 called Rock the Institution, Songs of Rock and Roll, Revolution, Hard Times and Heroes. The Mig Combo, M-I-G Combo, doing Marching Through Georgia. Lorraine Lecky and Her Demons, When the War is Over. Pete Seeger, my favorite song by him ever, Old Devil Time. What a gorgeous piece of music that is. Country Joe McDonald, Fire in the City, and I believe that that was the request from someone.
It was from Choo Choo Charlie.
Choo Choo Charlie was an engineer. Mm-hmm.
I was going to pull that up, but I figured that's just too predictable, right?
I couldn't stop myself. That was by, it was a request from him, but we played a different version of kind of the same song by the Grateful Dead, Fire in the City. And that comes from, actually that's a lost cut of theirs. Before that, we heard Lou Reed and Ornette Coleman doing Guilty. I mean, that's really it. You can't get more downtown than Lou Reed and Ornette Coleman, unless you're going for...
You know, John,
Charlie Hayden.
I have something to say, because mm-hmm. I
want
to go back to
I want
Lorraine.
You to. Please do.
Lecky, who is sending us T-shirts.
I love it.
And it should be coming tomorrow, but I just want to say something. Her beautiful dog, Brogan.
Yes.
was the one who was in charge of the delivery. And if you watch this beautiful, I have it on and you, well, I tagged you in it.
It's posted on YouTube. It's on our pages. And
she is telling him what he's got to do.
He's got to bring the
package. He's got to bring it to us. And at one point, and you're going to know where I'm going with this, she said, well, you know what? You stand there. Don't come. You have an assignment. You mm-hmm. don't. Why are you coming near me? You have an assignment. And here's the interesting thing. The dog made a mistake and he wasn't shot. Christy Noem, governor of friggin' South Dakota.
How?
Your head would be on my wall.
Oh, I would love it.
You piece of crap.
Yes.
This dog disobeyed and he was loved. He was just told he didn't do something wrong.
And her dog,
he wasn't killed. He was shot in the head.
And the rationale was?
He wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening.
So, your days are numbered.
I hope so.
Literally. You will never. Don't show your face, your Botox-ridden face.
She better not come to
any
New York.
Place. Oh, forget that.
Shit.
Forget
that. She'd be stoned, and I don't mean with
so
liquor.
So, just saying that, Brogan, we love you. And you're a beautiful dog. And all dogs, if they disobey, if they get excited, if they don't do the right thing, this is why we love them.
Yeah.
Because we don't always obey.
We are,
and do the right thing.
We are animal people.
We are certainly
you know
animal
what?
People.
Even if somebody's not particularly fond of animals,
we
have never heard of somebody who decided to shoot or murder a dog in any way.
South Dakota,
and
think about this.
So these are parts of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
which, I'm sorry to say, for anybody who's out there who's a progressive, we really aren't planning to visit.
And you know something? Come here and take in a show and see how you walk out.
Absolutely.
Come here.
And I'll say this. Of course, this is the person, this is the fiend that Donald Trump is considering as a
running mate. And they all
look
a certain
mate.
Way. And
only beautiful women.
Yep.
That's all he wants around him.
So,
and as far as I'm
Governor
concerned.
Governor Christie, come here.
Yeah.
Have a show on me.
And
I'll meet
this,
you for drinks.
How was she voted in office for anything?
I have no idea. Well, I think this is going to be a game changer.
I hope it is.
I'm sure it will.
Because there's got to be some decent human beings there that say, we cannot allow this to go on.
But we love our Brogan, who had an assignment to go to
the post office.
Post office. And we're going to get it tomorrow. We love you.
We're looking forward to that. Yes. We thank you so much, Lorraine, and everybody who's been listening. What a great night we had here on May Day. We did not get a chance. This is the first time in years. We did not get a chance to go out and march involved in any of the May Day happenings.
This was a march.
But we did our own verbal march here on WFMU. Streaming only on Sheena. And guess what? No matter how you toss and turn, the rebellion, the radicalism, the revolution has to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that everybody keeps that in mind. And by the way, if you get, as I have been getting, as you have been getting, lots and lots of things from the Democratic Party and Act Blue, begging, in some cases literally using the word begging, I want to keep writing back to these folks. Tell the president to have an actual and serious insistence on a ceasefire, because right now what's going on in Gaza is criminal and horrific. And we live in New York. We're not going to have to worry about New York not generally voting for the president. But ultimately, we have to make a decision. And the bottom line is we need to push this guy as far as we can to the left, because if we don't, well, not only will people not vote for him, but we may end up with a Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we're going to get through that. 4 years in the past was horrific. Just imagine what will happen to voters' rights, women's rights, immigrants'
Everybody's rights.
For that matter, the unions, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, but do not allow him to get away with what's going on right now. Speak out, protest.
Push back.
And push back, because we need to stand, always stand. Thank you, sisters, brothers, and beloved others, for listening tonight. This has been Beneath the Underground on May Day. And perfect timing to go out with the words of Woody Guthrie. Sisters, brothers, beloved others, take it easy,
but take it.
Yeah.
All lucky strike is first again with tobacco men. Promenade straight down the pike. It's time right now for a lucky strike. Yes, for smoking that you're bound to like, you just can't beat a lucky strike.